Hello, everyone. I'm happy to introduce next two session, which is dedicated to Araya Labdom Lamsuk, and she's a contemporary artist working across various media, including print installations and moving images, written performative works. Many of her works, it's a provocative that reflect on the theme of femininity and its relation to the present. And it actually somehow, it's good to talk about Labdom Lamsuk's work in terms of how we go beyond the canonized language, because she's always, for me also, one of the artists who intriguing to think about these criteria. So welcome, May. May is a teacher and curator. She teaches at the Center for Research and Education in Arts and Media at the University of Westminster, and currently writing a book entitled Animistic Cinema, Moving Image Performance and Ritual in Thailand. Welcome, May. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. So what I thought I would do with this session is to show some example of Araya's moving image works. And my talking with the work, put it that way, is really very much a case of preliminary thoughts around the question of what to do with this artist and this body of practice, which I think to me very much raises the dilemma of what it is when you do the impossible task of using words to write about art and moving images. I think this is an artist that raises these issues very in a very complicated way and very centrally. So really this session will be looking at a selection of moving image works made from the late 1990s by Araya Labdom Lamsuk. And the dilemmas that are raised to me by her work concerns the self-defined singularity of her practice, her very curious status in Thai national art discourse, and her belated gaining of borderline international visibility. And these really bring questions which relate very nicely to the ones being asked by the Misfits exhibition and its talks program around the question of the terms of inclusion and exclusion of an artistic practice. So my idea today is to invite speculation on the usefulness of Araya's practice for creating concepts with which to write an art history, and one rooted through the locality that is Thailand, and also perhaps one with regional resonance. So I've just called up this slide, which is a biographical description of Araya accompanying a recent solo exhibition of her work in Australia. Now, Araya's curious status is one whereby she's a known but not quite celebrated contemporary artist working across multiple media. Her place in the canon of modern and contemporary Thai art has become that of an outcast within an institutional art establishment. And what's nice about this biographical text is that it's got, I don't know whether this was accidental or intentional, it's got quite a nice subtle sting in its straight-faced listing of when the exhibitions of her work at the National Gallery in Thailand stopped happening. So stopped happening in the early 2000s. Previously, Araya had won national prizes for her print and sculptural work, but she exceeded the logic of national art canonization when she turned to performance and installation in which moving images then predominate. And when she began using dead bodies as material and presence in proximity with and in some kind of exchange with the living. And this is something that Annika in her next session will reflect on in far greater depth than I'm able to do with this talk. And I think alongside that body of practice, her controversial use of dead bodies in the 2000 series of installation works, Araya also, in some ways, exited the status of the good woman of the national art canon, And the way that she did so was around a question of the provocativeness of the strategy of address of her mid-career practice. So that compared to the print and sculptural works in her earlier phase, the theme of femininity in the performance and installation works from the 2000s, I think, create very uncertain locations for us viewers and spectators. They create very uncertain locations for watching, engaging, responding, and making sense of the works. And this is something that I'm preoccupied with. So I'm going to show the first clip, which is work. This is a single channel video work, 5 minutes long. I'm going to show in full. It's called The 9-Day Pregnancy of a Single Middle-Aged Associate Professor from 2005.